So, Scott, why?
I'm gonna just stave off my little fear of talking in front of a lot of people for a moment and let my dad say a few words first, so I can ease into it a little bit.
Oh, right.
The rest of us here.
Yeah. I'm Carl's youngest brother. There were 5 boys, 7 in the family total, and the 3 oldest have passed away. Carl, the last one. So I'll be doing this more probably in the future, unfortunately. So Boggs, the name Boggs came up. You mentioned the name Boggs. Anybody know the story about it other than my family?
No, tell it.
I heard the story.
But okay, I'll let everybody, because when he was first born, he was premature. So he earned the nickname of Speedy. He was called Speedy all the way through high school and into college by my mom. Speedy do this, Speedy do that, whatever. But he was called Speedy. Everybody in the family knew him as Speedy. I'm 17. I have 2 friends that are 16. We've been working jobs, so we have some money, but we don't have a car. Carl had that little white Datsun pickup truck that moved up here. So we conned him into taking us out to Arizona on a trip. We would buy the gas, we would buy the food, he just drives us. Okay, off we went. 2 of us in the back of the pickup, 1 in the cab. Because back then you could ride in the back of the pickups. Off we went to the Salt River, stayed a night at the Salt River. He wanted to go down to Tucson and do some things out in Tucson area. Because he and his brother Eddie had collected insects in Madera Canyon, Arizona. So off we went to there. He's ready to go in, pick the campsite. And we're looking at the campsite. The 3 of us say, there's nothing here. We don't want to be here. We want to be where the water is. The campsite was called Boggs Springs. And from that time on, we said, no, we're going back to the Salt River. It's our trip. We're paying for it, so forth. We called him Boggs from that point on. Boggs, 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 Boggs. He wanted to stay there. It stuck. He preferred that over Speedy. So from that day on, it's been Boggs. And that's how he got the nickname of Boggs. And most of you, I don't know how many of you know him as Boggs, but quite a few probably. Yeah. So that was the one thing there. And growing up with him, I was the youngest, and so I was the little tag-along. Okay, Carl's into biology, he's in college, and I'm still in junior high school. But he'd go do trips to the desert. I'm the tag-along. We'd catch snakes on the road at night so we could take them back to college. Kangaroo rats, Diplodomus, Agilis, Marimai, we'd have to catch those. I would be the one, he's setting traps out in the desert. I'm the one dragging the stick so he can find the traps the next day in the sand. And then we go see how many there are. You catch them, you weigh them, and let them back go. We dug their holes up and mapped their burrows, figure out where they were. This is what he did his early time in college. Later on, he became the marine biologist. And so he worked at the seashore, Corona del Mar, and later on up at Santa Barbara to get his master's. He painted snails called tegula, meter by meter squares. All the men there, this square, they all get a red mark, red paint. This one next to it, they get yellow. Next to it, get blue. And then he'd come back in a couple days, see how many had moved, how far, and recorded all that stuff. But I got to go down with him to the beach. So I'd be the one fishing while he's doing that. I'd be the one getting octopus, you know, learned how to find them and stuff like that. The tag along. So I grew up with Carl while he was in his college years, and I'm not. So I know, I learned, you know, a Scaloperus occidentalis. That's a just common fence lizard. I learned the Latin words. Okay? All the different Latin words for certain things, you know. And it played on, you know, sycamore trees or platinuses, you know, stuff. It's just there from his being around him. Yes. And on that trip with Bog Springs, my friends and I, we would say, hey, just to get him, what's that rock? See if you know, what's that tree? What's that bush? What's that flower? We'd ask him these questions just to try to trip him up you know? And I don't remember ever tripping him up on anything. Because he's just the whole vast knowledge there was. I was in Africa when Carl passed away with my wife and my son. We had planned a trip the whole month of July. We were gone. We were hoping he hung around before that, but we were able to get a few emails out. And I emailed him this email, and Marty read it to him. Carl, I want to thank you for being a great brother, for all the trips to the desert looking for snakes on the road, camping, and mapping and catching K-rats, dippies, for all the times I went with you to the beach at Corona Del Mar. Thanks for the trip to Arizona, the Salt River, and Bog Springs, where you got your nickname. Also, it was you who first let me drive a car, your little white Datsun, up there around the ranch property. And then there was lobster diving while you were at your beach in Santa Barbara. I felt you were always the scholar of the family. I admire your vast knowledge and memory. So I just wanted you to know that you will always be part of me from my childhood and our young adulthood. And I believe all of you have some of Boggs inside yourselves also in unique ways. And you can always remember that he is part of you too. Thank you.
One thing I wanted to add
with Jim is that I know that Carl and Marty spent many of the holidays in recent years at Jim's house. And not only does Jim have all the three sons, there's three grandsons, and Carl loved his time there, family time with Jim Weidert in Durham. Mm-hmm.